This week, we learned a major milestone has been reached in Connecticut's sports landscape. Let's talk about CT United FC, the state's new MLS Next Pro club. Yes, professional soccer. We've had our eyes on this ever since the news came out over a year ago that we were bringing a professional team and a stadium to hopefully Bridgeport. Now, the team, we can kind of get up and running a lot faster than the stadium right now, but the CT United FC team has officially named its first ever head coach. Joining us for all the details, the mastermind behind this entire vision and this team and the stadium, Andre Swanston is back with us. Hey, Andre, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa, and happy holidays to you.
Hey, you too, my friend. Let's start with the big news. Who's your coach?
Shavar Thomas, and we're very, very excited about it. it was pretty competitive to get him, and so we're happy that he chose to come back to Connecticut, where he has a lot of deep roots.
Okay, let's talk about this gentleman, because maybe some people are not as familiar as you are. And again, Andre Swanston is the CEO of the Connecticut Sports Group. Tell us about Shavar Thomas.
Well, Shavar is somebody that was the Connecticut player, high school player of the year back when he went to prep school at the Hotchkiss School in Connecticut. After that, he was an All-American at UConn, where we both went to UConn, and as well as my wife, we all went to UConn. He went on to be the number 10 draft pick in the MLS Super Draft, leaving school after his sophomore year, became the captain of the Jamaican national team, had a over a 10-year career in Major League Soccer, and also won the Jamaican Premier League twice as a head coach, won the Caribbean Cup, and took his team to the CONCACAF Champions League, which, you know, for all the big European soccer fans, is like the equivalent to the UEFA Champions League in North America and Central America. So lots of track record as an elite player, lots of success as a coach, and I think very importantly for us, understands and has an affinity for the Connecticut soccer landscape, from youth development with the high schools and the academies and the prep schools here to collegiately. And so I think it was a great fit. And we were worried we weren't going to get him for a little bit when some overseas clubs came trying to get him away. But we're really happy that he decided to come back to Connecticut.
And of course, that always leads now to our next question in this. And again, Andre is here, who is the CEO of Connecticut Sports Group. So are we going to see the inaugural season then for 2026? What's going on with the team at this point?
Absolutely. We're really excited for 2026. As you mentioned, look, the stadium will not be ready for the 26th season. But we knew it was important to get on the field, start this journey towards Major League Soccer and getting the fans what they really wanted. So we'll be announcing the schedule over the next month or so, as well as the stadium locations, renting out several college stadiums across the area to play our home matches. And so we're really excited about that. We're also really pleased with not just at the pro level, but at the youth level. We decided to, in 2024, to make a significant investment in launching the first ever and only free professional soccer academy in the state. And that has been immensely successful with young men from all over the state. And we just became last week the first team in the history of Connecticut to qualify for Generation Adidas Cup, which is pretty much the most prestigious youth soccer tournament in the world. Think of it, you know, kind of like the Little League World Series of soccer.
Wow.
our kids flew out. So we flew them out to Arizona. They faced some of the top teams in the country. They went undefeated, won in the finals 4-2. And so they will be heading off in March to Florida to go face some of the biggest clubs in the world. You know, some of the past teams that have come in and play in Generation Adidas Cup at the U15 level and the U16 level, where our boys will be competing, are, you know, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Manchester City, and others. So we're really excited to see when that the brackets come out and see who the young men from Connecticut will be taking on. So this spring, between the pro team launching here and our youth team going to face, you know, some of the top teams in the world, I think Connecticut residents can be really proud of how we're doing in just our second year.
So two things there. One, and we're going to get to the pro team in just a second, but I really need you, Andre. I know you're a really busy guy. Okay, I understand you're busy and this is a tall ask. I need you to keep me posted on what's going on with this youth team because I'm all about it, super proud of it. And I just think unless you're in the soccer world, I feel like they're not getting the credit or the recognition that they should this youth. Because that to me is very impressive. If what you're saying is this is almost comparing to Little League World Series. We had that team on. We had that head coach on. We followed along with the Fairfield team in this last year. I would love to give that same energy and attention to your youth team because I think that's really impressive, and I was not aware of that. So could you keep me in the loop about them and if you want to, you know, obviously how they progress and everything, I would love to give them that same respect and attention that I think they deserve.
Absolutely. I'm sure they'd be excited to do it. And then I think what's really excited about that as well is that the kids are from different towns all over, mostly Fairfield and New Haven County, but from all over the state. And I think what's really exciting too is that, you know, with the way youth soccer works and youth sports in general, they're just very expensive and increasingly so every year. And so by having it be, you know, fully funded and free with a donation from our foundation to cover it, we have the highest percentage of kids playing on our team that weren't in one of the elite MLS Next clubs previously, right? And so I think it just shows that, you know, talent is everywhere, and a lot of times people just need the opportunity. So we'd love to keep you abreast of everything with that.
Please and thank you. It is Christmas Eve, and what a treat. Talk about the gift that keeps on giving. We are talking to Andre Swanston, who's the CEO of the Connecticut Sports Group. And if you are a soccer lover, you have been loving the updates in the last couple of years with an MLS soccer team, potentially, hopefully, maybe soon, we don't know, a stadium coming here. And this is where the gifts just keep on giving. We've got some great updates for you to start your new year. As you mentioned before, Andre, we've got a pro team. We've got it together. We've got the players. We now have a new head coach that was just announced. So where are you playing?
So I'm not going to get ahead of the big like sponsor announcements and stadium announcements that are coming next month. But what I can tease is that we will be playing most of our games at college stadiums in Fairfield and New Haven County, right? So close in the area for the majority of your listeners. And we will play a few games at a college in the eastern part of the state of Connecticut. So I'm giving some hints there, but there's, you know, big rollout plans with each of the universities and the sponsors and so forth for the facilities. So I can't get too far ahead of that.
Okay.
What I can do is share. I can't walk down the street and not get a question about this. So I will share some updates more in terms of the actual permanent stadium project and how that's going, if that's
helpful. Yes, you know the newsie in me needs that. Yes, please, Andre, the floor is yours.
Okay, so I think, you know, first thing that I really want to do is just kind of thank Governor Lamont for really being an advocate from the very beginning of, in order to get this project done, he really wanted to see mixed-use development housing, you know, as I'm sure everybody that listens to your show knows there's a real housing crisis in the state of Connecticut. I think we have the lowest rental vacancy of any state in the country at like 2.1%. So for both market rate and affordable housing, he also talked about the importance of, you know, seeing significant amount of private capital go towards the vertical of the stadium. Historically, in the state of Connecticut, for pretty much every pro team, the state has funded 100% of the facilities of the stadium. And the economics and the impact hasn't been good for the state because those projects don't have the right type of private capital. And so kind of with his encouragement and working with his Department of Economic Development, you know, we've really put together a pretty significant package of private capital, over $100 million of private capital towards the stadium.
Isn't that what needed?
Yeah. Well, let me keep going.
Okay,
there's more.
So
we've put together $100 million of private capital from the private side, not from the state. And then we've also done a joint venture partnership with one of the larger mixed use housing developers that's committed to build 1,000 units and, you know, over $500 million commitment to housing, which the city of Bridgeport could desperately needs. there's still a delta, a lot of it going with to infrastructure and other stuff that we're collaborating with the state to try to meet. But I think we have, from our side, what we're really excited about is we far exceeded the amount of private capital and housing of any project like this in the history of the state over the last 40 years has ever done by a lot, by a multitude in terms of the private capital and the housing commitment. And I think that's to the credit of, you know, Governor Lamont and his administration really advocating for that. And so now we're just looking to you know, and our hope is on the merits that the state will meet the moment and meet the opportunity to do what's required from their side. And so we hope to have that definitive understanding in Q1, which will allow us to proceed.
So, okay. That was a lot, Andre. So I want to know, when's the stadium coming? So with all of that, and congratulations, by the way, if I don't seem like I'm excited, I actually am. I need to, you know, this is where my type A comes out. And I know you understand this. So, like, haven't you been kind of building the stadium off property? You've been sort of building it behind the scenes, but we got to obviously get it, move it, and put it here in Bridgeport. Like, where do we have a clear timeline?
So, you know, if the timeline holds correct and if the decisions are made from the state side in a timely manner, which we believe that we're at the point where there's either an up or down, because we've done, you know, we've exceeded any sort of expectations or historical precedent from our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hope that will happen in Q1, and then we can proceed and be ready in time for, you know, at least catch some of the 2027 season. I think it's unrealistic for it to be ready at the beginning of the 2027 season, but we believe that we could catch, you know, a good portion of the 2027 season. I think what's really important, though, for listeners to know is that, you know, we're moving forward and the pro team is launching, and there's tons of precedent across the country of teams, whether it's major league teams, minor league teams, baseball, soccer, football, starting their seasons or starting, you know, their inaugural years of their team, or even a couple years of their team, playing in alternate stadiums. So it's not something that doesn't happen. And it's something that we think it wasn't the original plan, but there's actually a lot of benefit. I think it's exciting. And we're seeing a lot of the fans excited to say, hey, you know, you're going to have games across different parts of the state. And sometimes it's easier for people to reach you if you're closer to their town or closer in their county. And I think as we look for the march to Major League Soccer, to be able to galvanize the whole state together as one market will only pay dividends for us in terms of the strength of our kind of movement for Connecticut United. And there's a reason why we didn't name the team after a city, because we really thought it was important to be the state's team. And so ironically, having to play in multiple stadiums will kind of help us accomplish that.
Yeah, it's almost a blessing in disguise is what you're saying. So Bridgeport will still be technically the home of the stadium, potentially by, you know, it sounds like mid-2027. And that's me putting words in your mouth, I'm sure. But yay, nay, we can kind of say that. Maybe. That's the goal. And it seems like that's a very good chance we'll hit that goal, which is amazing. But to your point, Andre, this is sort of a blessing in disguise, the fact that maybe the timeline didn't match up with your original plans, but you've got the team ready. You've got a lot of support. You've got a head coach who's killer. And now you're going to be able to expose more places across Connecticut to this team. So by the time the stadium does get here and up and running, you've got the support outside of just the greater Bridgeport area. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I completely believe that. And we're really excited about that. And that's, you know, from execution logistics and a lot of other stuff, it's more difficult for us, right? Because you're producing events in different venues with slightly different makeups. And so we've really staffed up to be able to handle that. And, you know, probably, frankly, it's probably costing us more money as well. But we just thought it was important to get this show on the road. You know, talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. And just like starting the Youth Academy earlier than we said we were going to get it up and running. And then now holding fast on our 2026 launch of the pro team. We're trying to also, you know, signal to the fans that, you know, we're going to do what we said we were going to do. Mm. And I think that's really exciting. I think one of the other things that we've talked about, and, you know, we don't deal in a vacuum, is the recent news also that it's almost a done deal that the WNBA team will be leaving the state in the next year or two. When we look at, you know, the announcement that we made about bringing the women's professional team starting in 2028, we look at that as being a critical part to this opportunity in terms of, you know, the massive additional investment that we're making, you know, tens of millions more, almost 100 million more than we planned on making in terms of infrastructure and facilities and stadium and training and so forth. You know, we also announced a couple of weeks ago that we expanded the ownership group, right? So we brought on some of the biggest names in private equity and entrepreneurship to the ownership group. We also announced Stephon Castle, former, you know, UConn star and yeah. NBA Rookie of the Year, joined our ownership group. So I think a lot of this of what we're doing is we're showing that we're moving in the right direction. And after Christmas, we'll start announcing the roster, which I think people will be very impressed. We have a amazing scouting team that's been working hard, and our roster, we think, is going to impress a lot of people.
Well, I told you it's the gift that keeps on giving. See, I you know, talk is cheap. You are correct, Andre Swanson, but that's why my words have a lot of weight to them. And I tell you, the Connecticut United Football Club, the fifth independent professional men's soccer club in MLS Next Pro, is truly the gift that keeps on giving here in Connecticut. And it's owned by Connecticut Sports Group, and CEO of Connecticut Sports Group, Andre Swanston. We always appreciate your updates, and I look forward to for sure talking to you in January when more of those updates become public. Thank you so much, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday season and a new year. I will see you in the new year.